Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you. You are our Father. You love us so much. We are convinced that we are loved by you. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray that we'll be able to receive this love, and this love will be able to turn our life around, and we'll be able to create the right atmosphere everywhere we go, in the name of Jesus. Carry your fragrance to everywhere. Thank you, Father, because you know you will do this. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to conclude our study on the Samaritan woman, the woman that was not given any name, the woman that we don't even know his parents, but the woman that his name and his report was put in the gospel, in the pages of the Bible for us to learn from. Please turn with me to verse 26 of that John chapter 4. Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Why did Jesus have to say that? In verse 25, the woman has said, "I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." This woman have always been hearing about the Lord Jesus. I've been hearing about the Messiah. I've always wanted to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, but I'd never seen him. And she said that, "Don't think that I'm a fool concerning the religious things, concerning the spiritual facts. I know that the Messiah will come, because this thing that you have all just told me, that Jerusalem and Mount Gerizim, is a bit confusing to me. I know when the Messiah comes, because I know he's coming back. I don't know if as a Christian you know that Jesus is coming back, because he is coming back. The Bible says we will all see him. Are you preparing for his coming? It is in our choices that we will know if we are preparing for our bridegroom, because the church is the bride." This woman said, "I know he's coming, and he will explain everything to me." However, Jesus declared to him. It is so interesting, because in so many areas, when Jesus is preaching to people like this, he will make them to figure it out, to figure out that is Jesus. But Jesus declared to this woman, that "Get it straight, woman. I am the one. I am the Messiah." This woman did something that we must all emulate. She did not miss that second of her life. There are so many times when the Lord will speak to our life, but because we have become hardened Christian, we don't hear, we don't even understand, because we are listening to so many gospels, we have attended so many seminars, we have gone to so many conferences, and so we become hardened, we become immune, we cannot receive. The Lord does not want us to be like that, because we are not expected to be a pool. We are expected to be a flowing water, receiving, getting refreshed every day, and flowing fresh water, not salty water. This woman listen and say, "I know." Jesus declared, "I who speak to you, I am he." That was the time that the disciple came. But already this woman had been able to get the most tremendous gift, the living water. She was able to get it that day. And then the disciple came and they returned from where they have gone to look for food. But they were so surprised that Jesus would be talking to a woman. What's a woman anyway? Where's a woman? Why should Jesus be wasting time on a woman? That's why I tell women, if any woman does not make the kingdom of God, that would be the most saddest thing. Because Jesus had done everything possible for us to make sure that we find our way to the kingdom of God. The disciples were so disappointed, because that was the tradition then. A man must not speak to a woman publicly. A woman, in fact, a husband cannot speak to the wife publicly. They have to get home before she could talk. It will be a disgrace for a whole man talking to an ordinary woman. But do you know that the Lord gave us the right image that we are somebody? Therefore, women, I am calling on us. Don't let us miss this grace that the Lord had given to us to make us somebody, to know that we are important. And when the disciples came, nobody could even ask him. You know, we can read this from verse 27. They did not ask him what she wanted and why he was talking to her. But this woman, the Bible said, verse 28, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of the town and made their way towards him. Now, listen, this is a woman that had been a disgrace in the society. This is a woman that could be called a failure. This is a woman that nobody wants to relate with. This is a woman that everybody was avoiding. This is this same woman when she got that living water. It's not only that she went. The Bible said she ran. She left the water jar. Now there is a change in priority. It's not that, pray for me that man will love me. Or pray for me. Already she's loved because she has the living water. Already everything is going to work together for good for him because she loves the Lord. That is what we don't get. If only we can get our priority right, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then every other thing will be added. If only we can relate with the one that is the source of everything, then we will get everything. The Bible said that this woman went to the town. I'm sure relatives of the first husband, second husband, third husband, fourth husband, fifth husband, they will all be there. They will all know her. They all know who she was. Listen to what the power of the living water did in her life. Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? They came out of town and made their way towards him. She became an evangelist that very moment that the living water. Everybody listened to her. Now, this is what I ask us over and over. If you say that you say something, somebody is not listening, go check it. Is that living water being refreshed in you every day, or grudges and bitterness and, so many quarrels have really contaminated the water and it's no more flowing? No one can resist you when you have the living water in you. No one can resist you. People will listen. The Bible said that everyone, not a single person remained in the city that did not follow this woman. Meanwhile, his disciple urged him, Rabbi, eat something. Jesus, eat something. We could see that you have been talking. You look so tired. And Jesus told them that you don't seem to get it. You don't know what I am expected to eat. The will of the Father, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Are you doing the will of the one who sent you, who died for you, who created you? Or are you doing your own will? Are you just following the thirst of the world, or you are following the thirst of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have your thirst been quenched by that power that is in the living water, and you are ready to be able to refresh others? Or do you continue to say that you cannot flow out to somebody else? It's time for you to flow out, to flow to somebody else's life. It's time for you to start with your husband. It's time for you to stop that grudge. It's time for you to create the atmosphere in your own home. It's time for you to create the right atmosphere among your neighbors. It's time for you to create the right atmosphere in your church. It's time for you to change your vocabulary. It's time for you to change your choices. It's time for you to allow the living water to really walk through you to be able to bless others. Verse 39. You know, Jesus said that, look at the harvest. It's already white. And I'm sure maybe Jesus was looking at so many Samaritans that were just walking about purposelessly. But the Lord had been able to get a woman that is going to turn the life of the Samaritans around. The Bible said that this woman went into the city, Look at verse 39. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. What is your testimony in your neighborhood? What's your testimony in your place of work? What is your testimony among your children? What is your testimony to your husband? So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. Then they said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves. And we know that this man really is the savior of the world." Don't forget, at the beginning of that chapter 4, Jesus must pass through Samaria to be able to get an instrument, to turn to an instrument of blessing for everyone in the city. Are you sure that the Lord has not appointed you, has not appointed you to be the blessing for your home? Do you continue to grudge and you continue to fight? You continue to have wrong worship because you don't allow the living water to flow through you? The Bible told us in that Ephesians 2 from verse 6 that God has raised us together. Let me read it to us quickly. "And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourself, it is the gift of God. Not by works, not so that no man can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us." God has raised us together with him. He has made us to sit with him, not just floating in this place or in the world without direction or purpose, but we sit down with him because he's the head and we are his body. In Christ, that is our new address. You are in Christ. We are present possessor of that life in Christ Jesus. We are saved by grace. Faith received God's free gift. We are the trophies of his love. We are the excellent product of the work of Calvary. The Lord has revealed himself to us. Are you still regretting the past? That is not the time for it. Are you still regretting that you married that woman? You married that husband? Are you still regretting that you have those children? That is not the time for it. Do you believe that you are a trophy of God? Then that is the voice of God to you. When the voice of condemnation comes and say you are a failure, do not agree. Just disagree. The devil may not agree. Everyone may not agree. But you must know whom you believe. That faith in Jesus that makes you to know that you are loved. You are a trophy. You are the celebration of God's love. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we want to thank you because of the fact that you love us so much that we are your trophy. We are your celebration. You tell everyone, the angels, the whole heaven, that look at her, that's my trophy. That's my achievement. Let our lives start to show us as the trophy of the living God. Even as this woman was taught to an evangelist, and she was able to bring everyone to the Lord Jesus. And the whole city believed in Jesus because of just one woman. Turn us to an instrument in your hand, Lord, that we will no more live a wasteful life, but Lord, we will start to live a purposeful life. Thank you, Jesus, because you can be trusted. Pray for all the people that are wounded, people that are hopeless, people that are in depression, people that think that they can never have a breakthrough. I pray that the power of the living God will come to you where you are right now. And the Lord that turned the life of that Samaritan woman around will turn your life around right now in the name of Jesus. May the Lord Almighty soak you into the blood of Jesus and build a wall of fire around you. You will rise, you will shine to the glory of God and to the shame of the devil. Thank you, Father. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman, with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Venice Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.